Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, welcome to Saturday. Glad to have you with us. Thank you so much for being there. Kevin McCullough, very, very glad to have you. Welcome you in. We've got a huge show. If you're watching on Biz TV or Salem News Channel, either one, or streaming online somewhere else, I don't know, we could be streaming anywhere, you've got a very good show planned for you tonight. We'll get back to the big board in just a second. Welcoming you in, I am adorned in, of course, my best Simon Cowell black t-shirt that I could find tonight. It's been my theme all week. I've just been, I don't know, Simon Cowling it for some reason. But welcome to Saturday. You know, I would love to be able to say that we're just going to be able to have a lot of fun and laugh, and we will. Let's go to the big board. This is a good opportunity to do that. We've got a great show tonight. That dude that's in the middle there of the screen, Imran Ansari, this guy is the next legal journalism superstar in America. If you watch Court TV, if you watch Law and Order channel, you've got all kinds of reasons to know who Imran Ansari is. But he is a significant partner in ABK Law here in New York City. And this week, the ratings boon that was the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial came to an end. And when I say it was a boon, they had like six times the normal audience that they normally have on the court channels because of this case. And I think that that's both interesting and disturbing at the same time. I will get into that with Imran this hour. We're gonna weigh in on that before we're done. And then in the second hour, it's, of course, the Ladies' Lounge. Kelsey Bowler's back with us. Bethany Mandel. Oh, you got to see this. You know, Bethany is the editor of the Heroes of Liberty books. Look who is the most recent Hero of Liberty that they have honored here. The one, the only, the guy that started talk radio. Well, he didn't start it, but he took it to whole new light, whole new levels. Rush Limbaugh. And the reason that he is a Hero of Liberty is because he was the one, and I'll never forget this, in my own journey as a broadcaster, he was the one that said, if the government comes to try to squelch your speech, scream louder. And I've never forgotten that when the tyranny of those that wish to control all the rest of us try to squelch us out, that's the time where you turn up the volume. That's the time where you get bigger, you get louder, you kick harder, you fight more. And he never stopped fighting. And though we lost him last year, and though I feel it's a huge loss to the overall debate in America, and I didn't agree with everything that Rush said all the time, but I certainly honored him for the ability to speak his mind and to say what was on his mind all the time. And I did agree with him a great deal of the time. What a man. He is the next Heroes of Liberty. And friends, if you're not getting this series in your house for your kids, $19.95 a month, you get the brand new biography of a Hero of Liberty every single month. Alexander Hamilton, Amy Coney Barrett, Thomas Sowell, Rush Limbaugh. These are all incredible people. And coming soon, General Douglas MacArthur. And these are not people that they're going to teach your kids about in the public schools. So go to heroesofliberty.com. When you do the checkout, put in my promo code KMC. KMC in the promo code will get you a significant discount. You'll get it for less. Sign up for the subscription. That's what my kids get. Maggie Thatcher, Thomas Sowell, Amy Coney Barrett, Ronald Reagan. These are all people that have already been featured. You're going to love these biographies. My kids cannot wait till the new one comes. And my daughter had just devoured the Amy Coney Barrett and the Margaret Thatcher versions. So anyway, Bethany's going to be with us in the second hour to talk more about that, and I know it's going to be great. And then Kristen B. Tate is going to be with us in the second hour as well. And here's what she's got going on. You know, Kristen does all kinds of research all the time. She's a fellow at the Independent Women's Forum. She did a deep dive on the census that was just done in 2020. And due to the inaccurate reporting of several states, she feels like that Democrats are preparing themselves to cheat again in 2024. I'll let her explain how that all works. I'll ask her about it. But she wrote about it in The Hill this last week, and I think that it's pretty eye-opening what she has to say. And it's hard to argue with her because she's almost always right when it comes to some of the deep research stuff that she works on. So that's all in the second hour tonight in the Ladies' Lounge. Should be really, really good. I hope you'll be with us. Now, I want to come to the issue of what we are going to be dealing with in the next week to 2 weeks. Over the next 7 to 14 days, you're going to have a number of things happen that are going to be very interesting in our nation's life. One, you've got a bunch more primaries that are going to be had. So in New Jersey, for example, this coming Tuesday, you've got a huge primary election that's going to be taking place in all the counties. And if you are not educated on your candidates, you're going to get poorer candidates for the general election in November. So go out, educate yourself, vote, but vote wisely on Tuesday. But aside from that, what we have coming down from the Supreme Court in the next 7 to 14 days is going to be rather remarkable stuff. Because you have two cases that could completely reverse the normal course of operations of what we know in the country's life today as it pertains to guns and as it pertains to abortion. And let me break this down for you in just the few minutes that I have left till the next break. On the case of guns, there's a case out of the state of New York that has made it all the way to the Supreme Court, and what they are arguing is that the concealed carry laws in New York are too restrictive, and that the Constitution actually bears the language that you have the right to carry your arms, your firearms, with you as a citizen. This is what we would typically call constitutional carry, that people believe that the Constitution's words actually mean what they say. And so if the Constitution says that you have the right to keep and bear arms, it doesn't mean that you just get to keep them, own them, but that you get to bear them, carry them with you to use for your own protection, etc. Now, I know that the left has used all of these mass shootings in the last few weeks as examples of why people shouldn't have the right to keep and bear arms, which, oddly enough, if you follow that logic, they would actually just love for every person, innocent person, to be killed in every mass shooting that's ever carried out, because nobody thinks that the criminals are going to be stopped from getting arms that they're not allowed to have. What this case, if the court rules in the broadest spectrum possible, and they could restrict their ruling to just New York State, but if they rule for the whole of the country and they rule on the side of the Constitution, what they will in essence say is that if you are a legal firearm owner in America, you have the right to carry that firearm with you wherever you go. Now, if that actually happens, I predict this right away. What you're going to see almost overnight is a reduction of gun crime across the country. Because if criminals actually believe that someone may shoot back, they're going to be less inclined to shoot. That's proven statistically. If they think that someone is going to resist them in their effort to do their crime, they suddenly have a big reason not to do that crime. And if they think they have a chance of losing their life in doing that crime, that's even a bigger incentive not to do that crime. This is not rocket science, people. This is very simple logic. And if the court finds for the Constitution in the New York State case, that's exactly what will happen. Now, on that same note, as you know, we've already seen a leaked version of what the opinion is likely to be for the Mississippi case, which will overturn Roe v. Wade. But if that is in fact the case, then overnight you're going to see abortion stop being provided for in a number of states across the country, and babies' lives will immediately begin being saved in all but, I think, 13 states in the U.S. Now, if we've got 50 states and only 13 of them demand abortion in all 9 months, then we're going to be saving a lot of babies' lives very, very soon. But that's where we are. So stay tuned, because the next couple of weeks are going to be pretty exciting. We're going to have a lot to talk about as we move forward. I'm Kevin McCullough. Coming up next, we're going to go in-depth, and I haven't spent 1 ounce of attention to this trial, but now that it's done, I figure it's time to do it. We're going to talk Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard versus the big issues of our days. Imran Ansari is going to join me. He's a legal expert right here in New York City, and we are going to do that when we come back on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was already, I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
New York. Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know that we like to decipher the finer legal points on some stories at the platforms that I host broadcasts on, and tonight is no different. In fact, my good friend Imran Ansari, who's with me every Thursday, is with us, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard. Imran, I'm not sure, first of all, it's always a pleasure to have you. I'm not sure that calling this a disaster is an understatement in terms of, like, what the nation was exposed to by way of this he said, she said, I'm going to show you, no, I'm going to really screw you over, I'm going to make sure that you hurt. And it was parodied on Saturday Night Live. We found out things about fecal matter and bed sheets that we didn't want to know. I mean, this was... in every sense of the word, a ginormous car accident on the nation's front lawn, and we just all stood around watching it for 6 or 7 weeks.
Yeah, no, Kevin, this trial, which had like millions of viewers on the live streaming channels, showing live court, you know, it really took the place of a reality show in the minds of the collective American public here. And I'm not talking about just those streaming networks, that people were going to social media, they were creating memes, there were like thousands of tweets about this trial, and it really captured the nation, if not the world's attention. Like you said, it was like a car accident. You were getting all the sort of details about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp and their really toxic, disastrous relationship. But ultimately, at the end, this was a trial. This was based on law. These were defamation claims, and that jury went back, they deliberated, and they ended up, in my opinion, giving Johnny Depp a resounding victory in the court of law and also in the court of public opinion.
Well, let's slow down to go fast a little bit. So, when you say a resounding victory, that is based on something. But let's talk about the case itself first. Now,
sure.
If it's my understanding, there were actually two lawsuits being argued here at the same time. She was trying to get back at him, and he was trying to get back at her. I didn't know that that's how the law worked, actually. Was that the case? And why are they allowed to basically co-sue at the same time?
Sure, yeah. No, Kevin, that's what happens when a lawsuit's filed. So Johnny Depp runs to court, files the lawsuit alleging defamation against Amber Heard. And then when Amber Heard gets that lawsuit and has an opportunity to answer those claims, she has an opportunity, and she availed herself of that opportunity, to countersue in what's called a counterclaim. And she sued Johnny Depp for defamation also. Now, what was interesting, Kevin, was that the alleged defamatory statements that she sued Johnny Depp for were statements that were made by his attorney, Waldman, and under this agency theory that he was Johnny Depp's agent, then Johnny Depp was able to be sued for his alleged defamatory statements. And three counts of defamation, Kevin, maybe I'm jumping the gun here, but the verdict, three counts of defamation were found, Amber Heard was found liable for Johnny Depp on his lawsuit against her, but Amber Heard came away with one win too. So one of those counts of alleged defamatory statements, the jury did find amounted to defamation and banged, gave a little, slap on the wrist to Johnny Depp there in the amount of $2 million. But ultimately, still, yeah, I called it a token win for Amber Heard, because ultimately the actual defamation claims that Johnny Depp had sued her for were all about that underlying alleged domestic violence. And the fact that they found her to be liable for defamation really amounts to the jury finding Johnny Depp, quote unquote, innocent of the alleged domestic violence that Amber Heard had accused him of.
What was the dollar amount that Depp's going to get from Heard?
Sure. So they gave him, the jury, awarded Johnny Depp $10 million in compensatory damages and $5 million in punitive damages. The judge immediately knocked down that punitive damages award to $350,000. That's because in the state of Virginia, there's a statutory cap in terms of how much a jury can award in punitive damages. So ultimately, it's $10 million for compensatory damages to make him whole again. And then there's the $350K on punitive damages. Then again, Amber Heard comes away with a $2 million verdict against Johnny Depp. So you can subtract that off, if you will, from Johnny Depp's
He's plus about $8 million. Yeah. So, and is it common in these types of suits? First of all, these aren't the types of lawsuits that are filed every day, because people of this stature and this level of visibility, you know, they only have one of these arguments every so often. It's just not going to be that many cases that go into this. But on a more regular level, when someone sues someone like this, is it often the case that the jury will find fault with both parties and award, you know, basically awards to them, you know, on the success of their arguments?
I mean, typically, if you come out of a trial with one clear winner, right, and there's counterclaims, that's something that's common. You know, I'm handling a slew of cases here, Kevin, where there are counterclaims from the other party, or vice versa. We have asserted counterclaims against the plaintiff. But typically, the jury will parse that out, and you come along with one clean winner. It's particularly interesting, Kevin, in the defamation context, that there's two quote-unquote winners here, even though Johnny Depp really is the one who walks away with the win, because that's really about truth and falsity, right? So you can't, either one person is telling the truth and one person is lying or telling a falsity, but here you have them sort of splitting the baby, if you will, but ultimately it is Johnny Depp who has the win. Court of law, court of public opinion. I actually think his career may benefit from this. So
certainly he came out looking better in the Saturday Night Live sketch as well, which is not necessarily how we measure the cultural quality of an argument necessarily in America today, but it is certainly something that registers on the radar screen. So what do you think the larger lessons were from this case? Because I know that while we have like real problems in the world with, you know, we're going to have a slew of Supreme Court cases being decided and announced here that are going to really impact how we do life in America beyond this court session. And yet these two millionaires are squabbling like babies about, you know, he said, she said, and they called me names and I didn't like this. And he said, she said that I, you know, beat my girlfriend. Like, this just seems very junior high compared to the big stuff that we've got going on in the country. So when we come back from this break, let's dig into that a little bit on the Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, kind of the lessons we learned from that side of this court case. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. Stay here.
And yet to come tonight on Radio Night Live, the music of Taylor Swift. And in hour number two, it's the Ladies Lounge with Kelsey Bowler, Bethany Mandel, and Kristen B. Tate. That's all straight ahead on tonight's edition of Radio Night Live.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Marriott is suspending all of its operations in Russia. The hotel company is citing restrictions imposed by the US, UK, and EU. Marriott International said in a statement it has come to view that the newly announced restrictions will make it impossible for them to continue to operate or franchise hotels in the Russian market. The company closed its Moscow office and paused the opening of new hotels and all future hotel investment in Russia, following the invasion of Ukraine 101 days ago. The baby formula plant that was shuttered after a federal inspection has reopened. The Abbott Nutrition plant in Sturgis, Michigan, had been closed for 5 months after an FDA inspection discovered unsanitary conditions. The factory produced most of the country's supply of powdered Similac and specialty formulas. Its closure led to the national shortage of baby formula. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, it's really fun to pick the brain of one of New York's very top lawyers and to figure out kind of the greater nuances of this story that we're discussing, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial and kind of the circus that it was. And it truly was, from my perspective, something that is not necessarily one of America's more shining moments of the last few weeks. And Imran, I hear you laughing. You know, when Monica Lewinsky writes a op-ed telling you that this is an embarrassment to your country, I think that the world should pay attention to that. She knows a little bit about humiliation and what it is to live with a lot of scorn in her life. She even gave a TED talk about it. But, you know, when you're getting lectures from Monica Lewinsky on just how rigorously bad this trial is for America, Imran, that's not a good statement. What were some of the lessons that we as a nation, I mean, we've got in the next few weeks, maybe days, we're going to get the Supreme Court deciding the fate of concealed carry in the state of New York.
We've got Roe v. Wade that will be revisited in some fashion in the Mississippi case that's going to be handed down. And just in the area of Second Amendment and what some would see as a First Amendment issue in terms of right to life, you've got really big constitutional, you know, issues that are being weighed in very weighty fashions at very high courts. And this, we're a society that generally tends to take the serious very serious. This was 7 weeks of nonstop. And I can't even describe some of the stuff that people made fun of because it's so prurient in terms of the where this trial went. But you kind of like needed to go take a shower after having, you know, been around this trial.
Yeah, no, Kevin, I mean, listen, it is really a commentary, the way the public attached themselves to this and the manner in which it was done, as to sort of where has society gotten in terms of what we look for entertainment, right? This was a court case, but it really became, like you said, a circus. It was a circus inside the courtroom, but it was a circus outside the courtroom. It was a circus across the country. If you look at some of these memes and posts and social media stuff that was going out there, I think that we now as a society in many ways can't separate what is reality TV, the sort of obsession and being drawn to these sort of train wreck moments. I mean, if you watch television right these days, it's just, you know, reality TV, the Kardashians and all that. And this trial was really just another, I would say, something that became very akin to reality TV, a drama, a soap opera, a tabloid, right? You know, we were so transfixed, many members of the public, as to all the sort of details between these two individuals that sometimes, you know, we lost in many ways, and I'm saying we, I'm talking about collective society in America, right? And people who are gravitating towards this trial, perhaps lost a deeper meaning, and the fact that these were two human beings, millionaires or not, right, or part of Hollywood or not, who really had a very unfortunate marriage. It was full of substance abuse, alcohol abuse, and a toxic relationship. But they were really put on this sort of pedestal, and the public ate it up. And I don't think so necessarily in a healthy way. Now, you know, Kevin, I appear on many, you know, court news networks, and yes, I do live trial coverage. I anchor live trial coverage on Law and Crime and, you know, Court TV. Law and Crime, we saw our viewership spike into the millions upon millions with the death trial. It outpaced, I thought the Derek Chauvin trial would be one of our biggest, you know, live trials. Some of these big weighty trials with real impact on America and American society, America's justice system. No, it was the Depp v. Heard trial that really brought the viewership in. And yeah, you gotta question that, right? You don't want to dumb down society when you, like you mentioned, there's so many important things that are percolating up in the legal world, yes, in SCOTUS, that we should be considering. And, you know, there was a tragic shooting in Tulsa, but the main headline was Depp v. Heard, you know. You know, I got to say, sometimes we need to take a step back from the sort of tabloid reality TV world, maybe make a little reassessment of what our priorities are in terms of what we're pouring all this time and effort in, and really think about that, Kevin. But, you know, in terms of the law, the way this case plays out, it's going to have some impact in terms of definitely in terms of defamation and the First Amendment. And the ability to speak out in certain ways. And it may have a chilling effect, who knows, on women or men who are real victims of domestic violence because they're afraid that maybe the Twitter sphere would now somehow, you know, ostracize them and they may be subject to all these things.
Where on earth would they get that idea? Hey, great analysis, and thanks so much for weighing in on it. I'm Kevin McCullough. We've got lots more. Stay here.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us, and thank you for hanging out with us on a Saturday. Thanks to Imran Ansari, and if you missed any of his analysis of the Depp Heard trial, you can go and get the podcast of this broadcast. We are basically everywhere that podcasts are available. You can go to Amazon, Audible, Spotify, Apple, you name it. If they do podcasts, we're there, and that's the way it is. And guys, if I could have a little more in my mic, that would be great. So here's the thing: in this part of the season, we have normally, in years past, been able to tell you that we are way ahead of a goal on something that is very important to me personally. A number of years ago, a group called Christian Solidarity International came into my life. I didn't know anything about what they did.
But as I got to know them, as I began to understand what they were about, as I began to witness the work that they were doing, I became very, very moved by who they are and literally what they do. And as a result, over the last number of years, I've been able to tell you about what they do as well. And over the last few years, we have, as a family, a broadcast family of this show, we've been able to do something remarkable to the tune of helping to liberate more than 2,000 human slaves from human slavery. Now, you may be saying in your mind, there is no such thing as human slavery on planet Earth anymore. In fact, when I first heard that this was an issue, I was like, come on, that's not real. There's no way that that even exists. But in the country of Sudan, northern Sudan, now southern Sudan, used to be just Sudan, there is a tremendous issue of slavery to the tune of hundreds of thousands of people that were taken captive at the end of the Sudanese Civil War. And when the war was ended and the land was divvied up and the south was given to the Christians and the north was given to the Arabs, the world moved on and just kind of forgot about everything that was there. Sadly, they didn't do anything to help the hundreds of thousands of slaves that had been taken, mostly women, mostly in their taken when they were children or teens, and mostly humiliated in their service, told that they were worse than dog poop. Like, I can't use the word that they actually describe these women with, because it is so insulting and so humiliating, and we don't have an equivalent in the English language. But if you can imagine telling someone you're worth less than the feces of a dog, then that's what these women are called day in and day out, as they clean, as they help, you know, the farmer's ranch, as they help do all the things that they have to do. They're given almost no food. They're only given the crumbs of what the family eats. They are many times sexually abused by the slave masters, and the wives of the slave masters hate them because the slave masters are sexually engaging with them as opposed to the wife. And so there's just no win for them at all. And I could read you story after story after story of these women by different names, and you would see one thing is the same. I was taken when I was a little girl. I was forced to do this against my will. I was brought into this household. I was forced to change my name from my Christian name that I had in the South to a Muslim name. Most of them will also tell you, at some point the slave master said, you're an unclean woman until you become a Muslim. You have to go down to the river, take this, you know, rusty tin can scrap and mutilate your own genitals, circumcise yourself, cut your pleasurable, sensitive sexual part out so that you have nothing left there. And then you can be a good Muslim woman. This is the humiliating existence that these women have lived in for 15 to 20 years each. Now, what can we do about that? Well, over the last several years, you and I together have said we are going to liberate as many as we can. My partners at Christian Solidarity International, if you're watching on Biz TV or Salem News Channel, on the bottom of your screen right now, you see the number 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. That number is where we can change this equation. Because for a simple gift of $250 one time, or 10 months at $25 a month, or 5 months at $50 a month, or 2 months at $125 a month, whatever, however long you need to do it, when you add up to $250, one of these women gets freed. And it's a beautiful thing. Let me tell you how it happens. Christian Solidarity International, operating out of South Sudan, has these people that they call runners. They are actually northern Sudanese Arabs that want to have a good relationship with the Christian South, and they are willing to go up into the areas, kind of like an underground railroad kind of thing, where they go into these areas, they spot the slaves, they figure out who they are, they find out their name, and they find out who their slave master is. They make an offer to exchange a vaccine for the cattle, for the farmer, in exchange for the life of the slave. And CSI can get this vaccine. It's called Novitium. They're able to get it, and the cattle are actually able to withstand the very harsh, hot weather with it. And it's very beneficial for the slave master. But he cares so little about the life of the slave, he's willing to let the slave go for this vaccine for his cattle. So when the slave is released, the runner then takes them to the south. They have a recovery camp right on the border of South Sudan, just when they pass over, so they're in safe territory. They are able to rest and recuperate for as long as they need. Usually it's, you know, a few days. Sometimes it goes into a couple of weeks. But if they need medical care, psychiatric care, any type of help, nutritional care, etc., they're able to get that. They're able to rest. They're able to tell their story, who they were and where they came from and what happened to them, to a CSI staffer. Once we know where they are from, we are then able to help relocate them back to their hometown or region or area. And friends, many times they have families and communities that still remember them. And when they come home, they have a celebration like you wouldn't believe. Now, in addition to getting them there, we also give them this thing called the Bag of Hope. And this is what's in the Bag of Hope: a year's worth of grain that they can use to eat now, a year's worth of seed that they can use to plant the next season's grain. They get all kinds of utensils and living supplies, tarps to keep them safe from the weather, all kinds of things that they need, fishing, gardening tools, etc. But in addition to that, they get a she-goat that they can use for microenterprise, goats, milk, cheese, etc., and breeding of more goats. They take all of that, they start their life over again for $250. That's what you supply. That number, 888-342-1010. We need your help right now. 165 yet to go. 1-800-888-342-1010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the New Music Spotlight Stage, here's Taylor Swift.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.